There is a small pawn shop just off the corner of Redwood Drive and Main Street in a little town with a forgettable name. It has been there for about as long as the town has, the length of time which no one really remembers. There are pictures and dates from the town's founding as well as the shop's opening in the small office in the back of the shop, but they're never looked at anymore. The shop itself is unremarkable, just part of the scenery to the people of this little town. It's not really shopped in anymore either, except by drifters passing through, or the occasional teenager hawking a family heirloom for gas money to leave town. A little bell jingles quietly as the street glass door is pushed open, the smell of dust and misplaced memories greeting the one in the doorway. There is little light and less walking space as one makes their way through the maze of knick-knacks and history. The half-asleep cashier hardly spares a glance from the book they have placed in front of themselves, a vain attempt to alleviate the boredom of long hours and minimum wage. All around are little pieces of people's lives, ready to be adopted for the right price. A small portrait, covered in dust, gleams dully in a gilt frame. A small crystal carriage carries a smiling doll to a party that will never happen. A polished wooden music box plays a waltz that's now muffled by time and indifference. A little white teddy bear, now gone gray, that belonged to a sweet little blonde-haired girl, sits atop a rocking horse, handmade of oak and painted black, once the pride and joy of a carpenter who loved children, even after losing his own wife and son in the birthing bed. Memories and times long forgotten of hundreds of people, all stacked neatly in chaos. As one travels further down a memory lane that is not their own, the shop grows darker, shadows lingering where the dusty light fails to reach. And as the shop becomes murkier, so do the memories within the items one looks at. An unremarkable hairbrush, the silver handle oxidized and the bristles only brushing spiderwebs. It belonged to a beautiful woman who hung herself in her attic after her husband left her for a younger lover. A stunning, hand-carved chess set once sat on the end table of a man who brutally killed his wife and two daughters, all the while saying the devil made him do it. Bloodstained dots linger within innocent objects, inanimate witnesses to the darkness of people's souls. But the darkness in the antiques is only temporary, as is the gloom of the shop. Once past the shadowed aisles, the light shines again, this time from a chandelier made of crystal and cobwebs. Now, in the very back of the shop, a short step from the office and a shorter turn to the cracked back door, sits a simple satin pillow, once a navy as deep as the night, now a gray-blue of a stormy sea. And resting regally upon this pillow, an item never sold, thought worthless because it did not come in a pair, a single slipper made of glass, shining dimly beneath the dust, trembling lightly with every breeze from the open back door, a quiet, barely heard note rising up from the shivering crystal.